It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton. Welcome back into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name is Eric Meisner, taking time out of her busy schedule to join us once again here on our show this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear is that of Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter. Terry, as always, appreciate you joining us once again here on our broadcast on Regional Radio to talk about a new four-legged friend this week. And this week, it's a familiar-sounding name for many across the listening area of a certain place that they've often patronized. It's Hy-Vee.
It is Hy-Vee. And he was actually named for where he was rescued, so that's how his name came about, and he is an adorable little guy.
I was going to say, it's like before I could even ask it, you knew I had to be curious, and our listeners probably as well, going, Hy-Vee, how does that name come about? But you kind of started to mention it there, Terry. If you could tell us a little bit about Hy-Vee and how he became Hy-Vee.
Well, Hy-Vee and his two brothers were abandoned near Hy-Vee in Trenton. And thankfully, they were spotted by some very kind Hy-Vee employees who rescued them. So he and his brothers were very lucky, and they're an adorable little bunch of guys.
And it sounds like from the pictures you've shared and from what we've talked about off air, some young ones and some playful ones are Hy-Vee and his siblings.
Yes, they are only about 8 weeks old, and he's very happy and typical kitten, loves to play, very bright-eyed, very curious. And when you look at him, you can't help but grin because from the front, Hy-Vee looks like a solid white kitten. But from the back, Hy-Vee looks like a silver tabby.
Terry, if Hy-Vee could describe his ideal forever home, what do you think he would say if he could talk to us?
I think if he could talk to us, he would say he would just like to be out of his kennel and into a home where he could play all day and then curl up on the couch for a good long nap. He is a very happy, outgoing kitten. So he would tell you that he would be perfectly happy to share his home with other cats, with children, or even a doggy friend after he got to know them. And if he could have one special request, he is very bonded with his brother Finley, and he would say, boy, if you could adopt both of us, I would love to be in a home with my brother.
And we've talked about on the show before and in past episodes, even though it doesn't necessarily maybe sound the case when you first hear it, that a lot of times the kittens, they can be easier when you take them in a pair and they can kind of keep each other company than having solo shots like that. So definitely worth considering if you can swing the both of them. It'd probably be a win for everybody in that regard. Terry, if our listeners want to take that next step, find out more information about Hy-Vee and maybe snag Finley as well there, how do they get in contact with you?
They can phone the shelter at 660-359- 2700.
And we'll have more information, as we always do, about Hy-Vee on our website under Pet of the Week at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on Pet of the Week this week on Regional Radio. Terry, thank you so much for all your hard work and joining us once again this week. And hopefully because of all your hard work today, we together can find Hy-Vee a forever home.
Thank you so much for having us, and we look forward to seeing him go to his forever home. I'm going to be a little jealous of whoever gets him, and possibly Finley, because they're in for quite a treat.
Thank you again, Terry, for joining us once again here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.